Lesson 13. The Spanish Champion. The warrior bowed his crested head and tamed his heart of fire, and sued the haughty king to free his long-imprisoned sire. I bring thee here my fortress key, I bring my captive train, I pledge my faith, my liege, my lord. Oh, break my father's chain. Rise, rise. Even now thy father comes, a ransomed man this day. Mount thy good steed, and thou and I will meet him on his way. Then lightly rose that loyal son and bounded on his steed, and urged, as if with lance in hand, his charger's foaming speed. And lo, from far, as on they pressed, there came a glittering band, with one that mid them stately rode, as a leader in the land. Now haste, Bernardo, haste, for there, in very truth, is he, the father, whom thy grateful heart hath yearned so long to see. His dark eye flashed, his proud beast heaved, his cheek's blood came and went. He reached that grey-haired chieftain's side, and there dismounting bent. A lowly knee to earth he bent, his father's hand he took. What was there in its touch that all his fiery spirit shook? The hand was cold, a frozen thing, it dropped from his light lead. That hand was cold, a frozen thing, it dropped from his like lead. He looked up to the face above, the face was of the dead. A plume waved o'er that noble brow, the brow was fixed and white. He met at length his father's eyes, but in them was no sight. Up from the ground he sprang and gazed, but who can paint that gaze? They hushed their very hearts, who saw its horror and amaze. They might have chained him, as before that noble form he stood, for the power was stricken from his arm, and from his cheek the blood. Father, at length he murmured low, and wept like childhood then. Talk not of grief, till thou have seen the tears of warlike men.